Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't see you. My real name, my rap shit. No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up, nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up, nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters that have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to.
It's just too much. That boy be killing it. What up, folks? What's happening? Your man B Bum going live on the off red, April 26th, M Extra Money. The TV's too loud in the background. 11 p.m. Oh, no, actually, I can hear myself. I got mad feedback, but whatever you listening to, yo.
I'm not listening to anything, yo. How my feedback in Louisville, Virginia? What up, people? M Extra Money's in the building.
Mr. Rogers, what up?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, y'all not hearing that feedback? Yeah, y'all can't hear
y'all first? Yeah, I hear it, man. Somebody you got a radio on? You got your TV on or something back there?
No, I can hear the show. I can hear us in the back.
Well, how about you mute or something?
Yeah, I don't hear anything, y'all. That's y'all stuff, y'all. Get off the. I got that chlamydia on your phone, y'all. Y'all need cleanup.
Yeah, so I just muted you. I'm going to see if I can hear myself. Testes, 1, 2, 3. Testes, 1, 2, 3. No, I don't hear nothing. All right, Mr. Rogers, I'm going to unmute you. Go ahead and say something, Mr. Rogers.
Something.
Yeah, I don't hear nothing. Now, here we go. And Extra Money, what up? Let's see if we can hear something.
What, yo?
Yeah, if you're still on the Bluetooth, get off the Bluetooth, yo. It's too much feedback.
Yeah.
All right, that's what it is.
It's your phone.
All right, let's start this show, man. Yo, M Extra Money ain't been on the show the last couple of days. He come in and start fucking it up already. What's happening, folks? We on April 26th. 11:05 p.m. because we ain't had to wait for M Extra Money to get off the West Coast. Hope y'all having a good night tonight. It's Friday. We hanging out. Hope you hanging out with us. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. What up, man? What's going on, folks? How's y'all Friday going?
Long. Long day for me, but it's all good, man. Back on the East Coast, y'all. Good weather. It's all good. Fresh air, yeah, man. Like that East Coast air.
So people don't know where you've been at the last couple of days, yo. You ain't been on your job, yo. We deducting your pay, yo. No call, no shows, yo.
No call, no shows, yo. It's tough, yo. It's 8 o'clock over on the West Coast, yo. It's dinner time, yo. I had to get my, I'm gonna give an eat on, yo. My apologies, yo.
Mr. Rogers, how's your Friday going, man? You been staying out of trouble up north, yo?
Always staying out of trouble, yo.
All right. We can jump right on in it. M Extra Money, I know I've been corresponding with you lately. I know you got a couple of things you want to talk about. What's good, son?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to, basically get a little bit with this Congress, yo. I don't know if y'all heard, yo. But this whole sequester thing with across the court, across the board cuts and everything, man, and affecting different people. Everybody was in the news talking about how, you know, the air traffic control and, you know, lines was backed up and all that other kind of stuff. But what they failed to realize is that, like, a lot of people, like older people, Meals on Wheels is a big part of their, like, nutrition. Like, that's pretty much the only meal they get. And 4 million meals won't be served due to this sequester. There was a report that there was cancer patients getting turned away on Medicare because they can't, because of the whole sequester. Now, as soon as the FAA says that they got to start furloughing the air traffic control, and there were some members of Congress who got backed up in the airport, today they rebudgeted something so they won't get held up in airports. Yeah, there's other people affected, but those aren't starving people in America or people who can't get cancer treatments because of the furloughs. You know what I'm saying? Like, the lower class people are getting affected, but soon as one of them are affected, they immediately pass a bill in both the House and Senate. I feel like that is the most, like it's so disgusting. I'm so disgusted with our Congress right now. Yeah, like, how do you put long lines at the airport? And I travel, so I understand. I hate, you know what I mean, getting backed up and everything, but I'd rather do that if it meant 4 million meals can get served and somebody can get their cancer treatment, like cancer treatment, yo. Like, I don't understand our Congress at all, you know. Don't understand what their morals are. Don't understand, are they supposed to be for the people? Like, that's the, like, how's that for the people, you know? Like, 4 million, then 4 million people don't travel, you know what I'm saying? Or they just being inconvenienced. I'd rather 4 million people get fed than a couple thousand getting inconvenienced for long lines. Crazy.
Mr. Rogers, you got anything?
Yeah, man. Yo, man, guess because like you said, man, as soon something affects them, that's when they wanna start running around and scrounging and try to get something done when it hits home. When it ain't affecting them, they don't give two craps about nothing. But when it starts hitting them and digging in their pockets when it comes to money or anything else, when it hits their family, anything, that's when they wanna do something. But if it ain't hitting them and they ain't got nothing to worry about it and it ain't their problem, they don't care. They don't care because they, like I said before, them people are, they somehow got voted in because these people, they went out there and they promoted themselves as the people for the people, and people felt comfortable with these people, and they voted them in, and now they're screwing everybody over. That's politics, man. They get you to like them, get them in there, and then they screw you over.
Yeah, I'm just frustrated. That's just crazy, though. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I'm sure there's people in their district that are affected. So, I mean, I understand why, you know what I mean, some people had to, like, vote for it because they had to vote for something. But it's still, it should have been more done. Like nothing was in the bill to address the Head Start program. Nothing was in the bill, you know what I mean, to address, you know what I mean, the Medicare, Medicaid patients and all that other kind of stuff. None of that stuff was in the bill, but just give more money to the FAA so they don't have to furlough the air traffic control because they need to go back to their districts and
right.
They don't want long lines. Like, it's a ridiculous show.
Right. Well, that's why they did it, because it's something that affected them, and then they don't care about nothing about us. That's something that they really need to travel back and forth to D.C. to wherever they're from, back and forth. But that's why they did it, because it came to them. But obviously they ain't got nobody who need meals on wheels and they don't Medicaid at this point. But if they did, I'm sure they would get something then.
Yeah, so my question is, are these old people starving?
Bill, it was the one report was a 94-year-old woman. And I forgot what state this is, but that's the only meal she gets. It gets delivered to her on Meals on Wheels. Only one. That's the only meal
she gets. And that's a government-funded program?
Yeah, it's a government-funded program, yep. And because of that, like, you know what I mean? Like, she won't be getting no meals. Like, 4 million meals won't get delivered. But the many long lines in the airport, they just passed the bill today. Like, when have you ever seen that the Congress pass a bill in one day, House and Senate, they pushed it through all today. This all happened like today.
So my question is, how do we change it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think part of the problem. Yeah, this is, you know what I mean? Like, I think part of the problem is that, you know, Congress and, you know, just politics in general is just not black and white. Like, there's no one who come on and be like, can you believe a congressman, you know, shorten up lines but voted against having Meals on Wheels? Like, you know, I don't know, like, if this congressman tried to get Meals on Wheels and got outvoted. Like, you know, I don't know if that shit is, this stuff is just way too complicated, and I think that's how they want it, because I think they make it so convoluted that no one pays attention to it anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what my congressman is doing or not.
Right. No, I know. I mean, I know that Steny Hoyer stood up You know what I'm saying? It was like he voted against it. Like most Democrats, you know what I mean, voted for it because they were like, look, we had a vote. They spoke against it, but they still voted for it because they was like, y'all, at least, you know, we were helping some people not be furloughed and keeping their jobs or whatever. But, you know, Steny Hoyer, who is the minority leader out of Maryland, stood up and like, I'm voting against it because it didn't have, it didn't address Milton Wills, it didn't address this and this and that. So I'm not, you know what I mean, going to vote for any of it because it looks like it's just a Band-Aid. But to answer your question, though, it's all gerrymandering, man. Like, if you're in a Republican district, if you're, like, basically, Virginia has a Republican Congress, like Senate and House. So, and they have enough votes to override any governor, even if it's Democrat. They have enough votes to, like, so if they pass a bill and the governor vetoes it because he's a Democrat, don't care about the Republican, they can override that veto. So they can pass anything. So when you have full control of the Congress of your state, they can move the districts. They can basically shape them how they want them. So everybody is safe. So if you're, like, let's say you are, like, the governor of, like, Norfolk or a representative of Norfolk and you're a Republican. Well, if there's a strong pocket of Democrats, what they'll do is they'll just move the lines so you'll be safe. You'll hold your seat longer because it's heavy Republican. And they can do that in all every 50 states. In California, they like outlawed that joint. So because it's the way to shape traffic. So like some of these Republicans that you see, they're safe. Like they're in safe districts. So they don't care what they vote on. They're gonna vote on their principles, regardless of what it means, because they know that the house is safe. Like their seat is safe.
Which
and
is
no
why,
Democrats gonna come and change it.
Which is why I think that they should just get rid of the whole Congress Senate thing. I don't think they speak for the people. Like if you can move a district so that, you know what I mean, so that you can vote on what you want to vote for and stay in a seat, I think it's not the way government should work. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I have my senator tell me what the issues are, have the people vote on what they want, and we can do it like the Electoral College. Say, okay, look, the people want this pass, so that's where your vote goes.
I agree.
If you don't do it, then you should be fired.
Yeah, I agree. something has to change at this point, yo, because they ain't speaking to the people. Yo. It's no way that they polled every single American like you're saying with the like a presidential election, put it to a ballot, say, hey, do you want to defund Meals on Wheels so none of these lower income people don't get fed or get their meals? I guarantee you that shit wouldn't pass. Like, it wouldn't pass anything. Like, people have, you know what I mean, some kind of moral compass. I just don't understand, you know. Like, you know, fuck the money, you know. We got, so what the debt? So who cares about the debt, you know? Feed people, you know. Like, we're America here, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain things you should prioritize. Like, it's crazy. I don't understand, but whatever, you know. I just wanted to vent that, you know. We can move on. I'm just going to talk about it all night.
Yeah, it's all good. You ain't going nowhere. I mean, you close to D.C., yo. So you the political guy on the phone, yo. I think you're more in the politics. I can't speak for Mr. Righteous, but you're one of the most political people I know. So how do we change it?
Yeah, I mean, you can try to put up candidates, try to vote some of these people out that feel this way. I mean, but at the end of the day, like I said, there's little you can do. I mean, you can put up a Democrat, but, yo, he's not going to win because he just don't have the votes. Like, they know. Like, when the census come out, that's what the census are for. Like, the census and they doing all the exit polling. Like, they know exactly how your district's going to vote. They know every – you have to register, so they know how many Democrats are in this district, how many Republicans are in the district, of every district in your county. So it's kind of – it's very hard to get one of those people out of office. And even if you're a Republican that says, okay, look, man, this is BS what this guy did, I'm going to come in and try to change it, yeah, you win your primary, and guess what? They ain't going – the money will dry up. Or what they'll do is they'll just, like, come in and be like, look, yo, we're going to give you this money so you can win your seat. Because you won the primary, but this is how you vote from now on. Like, you know what I'm saying? And at that point,
right.
Yo, you already bought.
Yeah, that's crazy. One hand washes the other, yo.
Exactly. So, yeah, you
scratch
can challenge
my back, I scratch yours.
Yeah, you can challenge the seat talking about, oh, I'm for background checks. And then as soon as you win that primary, because maybe you're, you know what I mean, because they said 90% was for background checks. And so if you're like, oh, I voted against it, and I come in and challenge you saying I voted for it, that's common sense, and I win, I guarantee you the NRA is going to look. I understand your position. We have similar. But I got this check for $10 million, and I know that you're only sitting on about $1 million, and you won't win the primary. Guarantee you're going to be like, listen, I know what I said before, but I recently had a change of heart, because that $10 million is going to make you your feet. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. How is it about money? Like, if I have no money, but, you know, I mean, I go door-to-door talking to people, and I get more votes, like what does it have to do with money? Like, is money just running ads, and they just pay for ads on
exactly.
TV and all that?
Yeah, man. Travel.
Print ads, ads talking, all that stuff. So that's what
hiring,
I'm saying. So, you can go door to door. But, yeah, you got to have staff on the ground to answer phones, to be calling people, to get out the vote and all that other stuff. So you got to pay them something. You got to set up an office somewhere. So all those political contributions, that go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people get bought and sold all the time. That's why I say you need to take money out of politics. I mean, yeah, think about it. You know, billions of dollars are spent on a presidential level. Millions is spent on a state level. You take all that out of there and do what you just said, you know, just speak from what you know. Forget all that public interest. You know what I'm saying? And that's why that court case was huge, because you don't even gotta know who you donate to. Like, I can come over and be like, look, yeah, I'm a Muslim for whatever country and I wanna do this rights and this is what I'm saying. Or I could be a Catholic, wanna push my issues. I can give you all the money I want, but nobody knows that it was me giving it to you, because I don't have to disclose it. Crazy. So it's hard to change, basically. But at the end of the day, I think you're supposed to represent the people, and I don't know how you represent the people by having motherfuckers starve, especially when you're affecting 4 million people. Like, that's crazy, yeah.
What you think, Mr. Rogers? You think, how we change it?
I mean, it's gonna be hard, man. Because like he said, man, everything is money, man. Everything is money, man. And if you wanna be in those positions, and you wanna keep your seat, and you wanna stay in either the governor or whatever you wanna be, and when it comes to that policy and stuff and being a part of Congress, you gonna do what it is. I mean, these big companies, like Walmart, it's a huge company. They make billions of dollars. If they came to you and was like, yo, we're going to give you X amount of dollars as long as you keep certain policies to keep us up and running, so that way we ain't got to change nothing and we can keep doing what we're doing, a lot of times people are going to look the other way. They're going to take that money and look the other way and make sure that happens. And that happens on a local level, the state level, and in D.C. And that's how it works, man. I guess that's how it's always been working, man. And then once you go against that, they pull the money from you. They start talking bad about you. They turn your back on you. And then
they just put up a candidate to beat you.
Exactly. You just ass out. Matter of fact, it's just like when we was watching the campaign. Yo, it was the exact same thing. Yo, they just grab anybody, groom you, teach you how to do what you need to do, put all this money behind you, and eventually you're going to win.
We should run a campaign on blind donations only, and tell people that we don't want to know who's giving us money. We're not in it for the actual politics. We're in it for the people. You know? We should start our own little party. You know?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Because when you see when they have the inauguration and all that stuff, and all these big wigs there, and they bringing these big behind checks. They're not just giving the money just because. They're giving the money because they want something in return. So as long as you make those policies the way they are, that benefits them, the big companies, and they're going to keep giving you money and keep giving you money and keep giving you money. But once you turn your back, all that money stops, man. You just back to square one again.
Right. It's crazy, man. Crazy stuff,
mm-hmm.
man.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing with like my boy. He a cop in D.C. And I told him, I said, yo, man, why don't you take the test D.C.? He said, man, F that. I ain't been no damn chief. I said, why? He said, yo, man, it's too much politics in that crap, man. He said, because if you against something that you don't like, but in order to stay a chief, you got to side with those people. If you don't side with those people, you ain't no chief no more. I said, yeah, you got a point there. So, I mean, even
that
if you don't
just
think that's not, huh?
That to me just doesn't make sense. Like,
I know,
yeah, like,
it doesn't make sense, but
it is what it is, but I just don't feel like when it comes to politics, when it comes to taking care of this patient, if it's supposed to be for the people, then, you know what I mean, if the voting system doesn't allow the people to have a voice anymore, then what kind of system do we have?
One that's ran by them.
Yeah, one that's broken. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the truth about it, you know what I mean? Like, there's actually a lottery going on. They were doing a lot. There was another story reporting that there's a lottery going on for kids who get into the Head Start or the Head Start program. So, like, it's a lot. They're doing a lottery, basically, because they can't accept everybody. So, that's, you know what I mean? And this is affecting up until September, basically. So they're doing just a lottery of, like, just imagine, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're out here struggling, and you out here putting your name in, like, you're a ball or something, like, you playing bingo or something, you know? Like, it's crazy, yeah.
Yo, they do that.
They're doing a lottery for what?
Schools.
For the schools, yeah, like the Head Start programs and stuff, yeah. Like, I mean, because, like, tens of thousands of teachers' positions were cut. You know what I mean? Like, all this kind of stuff was cut. So, like, the Head Start program, like, under private schools, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they just put everybody in the lottery. So only, like, certain people could get picked.
Yeah, the ones that they pick first is the ones that's closest to the district first. And then once all those seats, if they got anything left open, then they'll open it up to people who don't live in that area. Because they do that with charter schools, too. Like, they'll take everybody who lives in the area first. And then if they got enough seats open for people who are out of the area, then they'll bring those people in. But, you know, so they do it.
Yeah,
it's a whole lottery thing.
That's a school, though. You know, like, probably education, you can get it, but you just don't want to go there at elementary school. So that's kind of different. I mean, there's people who just can't afford, like, the lunch, like, the reduced lunch, the free lunch stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And then the seniors with the Meals on Wheels, I mean, you're talking about our seniors. Like, these are, like, our grandparents out here.
My grandma.
Taking away their food, like you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. And it ain't hitting home with them because they got money to pay for it. Like, so their moms and dads, they're talking about the senators, and that is their mom and dad are taken care of, yeah?
The ones that are still walking this earth.
Right, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're still eating good. You know? They ain't on this Meals on Wheels. So to them, it's like it ain't affecting my family. But they gotta have some kind of constituents in their district where they have seniors on Meals on Wheels. Like, it's crazy.
Yo, man, they don't care, man. Most of those Republicans were born with silver spoons in their mouth, man. They don't know what it is to be broke. They've never been broke. They never seen the day of light of being broke. They never struggled before. Their fridge was always full. Mom and daddy always had a job, always had a car. And they don't know what it's like to be the struggle. They don't know what it's like.
Well, you can't say
that. At first sight of that, they probably jump off a bridge or something like that if they would ever go broke, yo.
I don't know.
You can't say that's Republicans, though. I mean, Democrats, they said they spoke against it, but if you put your name on that dotted line and you still vote for something, then you stood for nothing. You know, all you gave me was
You're right,
but they voted for the FAA though. Like, so for the sequester, which all this started for, they voted against it because it was so bad. Basically, it was a part of a deal that President Obama had struck, thinking that it was so far fetched, like it was so bad that there was no way that they would actually let it happen. So, like, he struck a deal with, I forgot what it was, like, a couple years ago, and basically in return for them, the Republican House giving Obama what he wanted, he, like, put this on table with all these cuts because they were talking about they want cutting spending because they're so physically conservative people, right? But they let it happen. Like, the Senate passed the bill to end it, and the Republican House didn't take it up. Like, they let it happen. So that's where it came from. Like, it was so bad. Like, and you're feeling it. It was like, it was so bad that it was never supposed to happen. Like, all these cuts. So it was like, no way that they're going to let all these people suffer. You know what I mean? And he just gambled with that notion, and they called Obama's bluff. They were like, yeah, we're going to let that happen, dog. Like, so the Democrats did vote against the sequester, but it was just part of an overall deal that they were supposed to, like, thought that they were just going to come in and pass a budget real quick, and then it would end the sequester. And the Senate, Democratic control, did that, but the House didn't. So we're here.
Go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
I was going to say, and the House is controlled by Republicans, right?
Exactly. So it was like, so the Senate passed the bill. That was Democrats. So Obama's like, look, yo, here's a budget, so we don't have to do the sequester. They sent it over to the House. The House was like, nah, we want more tax cuts. And it was like, no, like, this is the budget to end the sequester. We can talk about all that later. And it was like, no, we're not passing anything that didn't have more tax cuts. And they stood firm. And then that shit just lapsed. Like, it just, like, they were supposed to pass a bill before, I forgot the date, but it was like at this date, those automatically came in effect. So they were supposed to pass a bill before that. And so Obama was thinking, well, it's like, they're going to pass a bill because this is horrible. Like you know what I mean? A bill's going to get passed. And it did, but the House didn't take it up, though, because they wanted more tax cuts in the budget. So the
Republicans just fought. See, now that my problem is that, like, there's not enough on TV saying that the reason why, you know what I mean, that a budget didn't pass and all these people are suffering is because, you know, the House, I'm not even going to say the Republicans, I'll just say the House representative never picked it up. So if you want this to pass, you need to talk to whoever in your state and tell them, if you don't get this passed, we're going to vote you out. But there's no information.
No. Obama had 3 press conferences calling them out and telling you to call them. It was definitely widely known. Like, he had 3 press conferences and went around the state, and the Republicans were shitting on him because it was like, instead of him going around saying how bad we are, he should be here trying to work out a deal. And he was calling them out, basically like, look, y'all need to call your senators and delegate, or your representatives, because the senator had already passed it, and tell them that you don't want this to happen. Pass the budget that I sent to them. And like, the majority leader of the House was like, instead of him coming around and talking bad about me, about how I'm not going to pass a budget that doesn't have tax cuts, he should be back here negotiating with me. Like, he was like,
when is that guy going to ever lose his seat, yo? I'm getting sick of him, yo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boehner needs to go, yo.
Yeah. But,
who?
So, yeah.
Boehner.
John Boehner is the majority leader of the House. So he can pick and choose what he wants to bring up and what he doesn't want to bring up, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't have to take up anything. Like, he controls what goes on the floor. Well, and the only way the Democrats can get something on the floor to force a vote is that they got to have, like, 2/3 or something of the House. Like, they have to sign petitions. And they don't have that. They don't even have half of it. So they would have to get Republicans to sign their petition to move the bill to the floor to vote. Otherwise, it's all in Boehner's hands.
That's the dude who be giving Obama the stink face when he be talking.
So, I mean, it was definitely widely known. Just, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just like right now, you know what I mean, people are starting to feel effects because, you know what I mean, they had money up until, I think, this new fiscal year. So they had some money, and now it's starting to kick in. We're like, all right, we got to start furloughing people. We got to start doing X, Y, and Z because our money's running out.
Do you think this is all point to sabotage Obama?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Listen, this is where I say it. We had the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War were both unfunded, no budget. And all these Republicans talking about fiscal conservative and all, we need to give me a budget with all this other stuff. They passed 2 unfunded wars, and a Medicaid Part D was unfunded. So all these billions, trillions of dollars that we spent, Bush never had to claim them, never sent a budget. And now all of a sudden Obama's in office, now they want budgets, now they want to be fiscal conservative. Like, come on. You want that when Bush was in office? And sent our country in deficit, like all this deficit, jobs being lost, and now all of a sudden Obama's in there, and you can't pass a bill to help kids, you know what I mean, and head start in elderly with meals on wheels. Like, it doesn't make sense.
No, I knew from the jump, as soon as he got in 2008, everything that Bush did, they was going to blame him for it anyway. Like, yo, Susie stepping foot in the office.
Yeah.
It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
Yeah. Hey, Fat Dude, sorry about that. I got to cut you off, man. We out.